Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very, very welcome back. Got lots of response to that last conversation with Rachel, Brianna and Paddy. But next to travel, because if you've been thinking about booking a holiday abroad this year or have been waiting for the heatwave in Europe to pass before you travel, grab yourself a pen and get ready to take notes. That's because according to the CSO, due to inflation, the cost of package holidays has increased by 43.2% since June of last year. And I'm joined by travel blogger Tara Povey, who has some tips for how we can save. Tara, you're very, very welcome.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Listen, first of all, can you save money by booking holidays yourself, or are you better going off to a travel agent to do all the searching for you?
I think it really depends, like, what kind of holiday you're looking for. If you're looking for, like, a classic 7 nights away in a popular destination like Spain, you know, with the kids, that kind of thing, the travel agents do tend to have the better deals. They sometimes have the free child places or the free room upgrades, and they know the product so well that you can just tell them, these are my dates, these are my budgets, and they'll sort everything. So I do think travel agents are perfect for that kind of a trip, and obviously then your whole booking is completely protected as well if anything goes wrong. So they definitely have a place for that.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the issues, because maybe if you go off and do a DIY yourself, you might be saving cost in one area, but if anything goes wrong, you might have, did you have better sort of consumer rights if you go through a package holiday?
Yeah, you're definitely better protected if you go through a package holiday. So especially, like, we found that out during COVID, you know, that there, it's better to have your package protected holiday than having booked your, you know, your Ryanair flight and then your own hotel separately. Especially if you didn't have travel insurance or anything like that. So there is that upside to booking with a travel agent. And they do have some great last minute deals as well on the travel. Like, the TUI website has a last minute section that's really good at the moment.
Yeah, because there's big price differences too, isn't there, between August and September. So if like me, you sort of hold out for those last minute deals, it can be much cheaper and you still get the heat without it being too hot.
Yeah, I mean, September is always going to be cheaper than August because most of the kids are back to school then, so there's less of a demand. Like, I was just looking at flights there myself to Barcelona, and they're about 50% cheaper in September versus August. So if you can travel outside the peak times, obviously that's not an option for everyone, but if you can, there's definitely savings to be made.
Yeah, my twin is the opposite to me. I'm last minute, but she will often book years in advance. Do you save more money that way? Which one of us has the better idea?
I'd be more like you now. I can't really plan my life in advance. I'm always maybe 2 or 3 months in advance. But with flights, traditionally, yeah, they are cheaper the earlier you book in advance. With hotels and that kind of thing, it's not really the case. You tend to get a better deal the closer you leave it with hotels. But Skyscanner actually did like a study of all their, you know, statistics from their bookings. And it really depends on the destination you're flying to, like the perfect booking window. Like, some places will be cheaper if you book 2 months in advance. Other places would be cheaper if you book half a year in advance. So it's really, the best way to get around it, I think, is if you have a set destination in mind, is to set an alert for the flight prices for that destination, and then you'll just get an email.
And what about times of the year? Like, I mean, if you can, after Christmas, is it good to book, you know, for January sales or even before that, Black Friday sales? Are they good ways of saving on flights if you're actually quite organised?
Yeah, definitely. So the sales are obviously going to be one of the cheapest times to book flights. So January and Black Friday, like you said, are the biggest sale times for flights. But also there'll be flash sales throughout the year. Like, Aer Lingus just had a flash sale on their US flights there. And the best way to kind of stay in the know about those is to sign up to newsletters. I know nobody wants a new like newsletter sign up with emails coming through. I know, but for flights and holidays, it's actually just the best way. Just sign up to all your favorite airlines, your favorite travel agencies, or if there's a hotel that you love to visit every year, sign up to their newsletter, and then you'll be like the first to be notified when they have a sale, and you can just get the best price then and book it in.
And what about those people who are really canny? I was speaking to someone recently who had a brilliant family holiday for her family because they spotted an airport near Lourdes. We're normally, you know, perhaps it's a different type of package holiday, but we're able to access a part of France that that wasn't kind of one of the hot spots, and had a great time. So can you save by flying out of maybe a lesser known or flying into a lesser known airport? And do you have any top tips on those?
Yeah, definitely. I do that all the time. I tend to book a cheap Ryanair flight to London, and then there's a huge like variety, like much bigger variety than we would get in Dublin, of package deals and that kind of thing. Destinations available from one of like the six various London airports. So I went to Mauritius, I think 2021, and I saved myself about €500 by flying, getting a Ryanair flight to London and then booking an airline package deal from London. So there's definitely ways to do it. If you go on Skyscanner, you can pick just Ireland as your departure destination, and then you can look at the prices from all the different Irish airports and kind of weigh up whether it will be cheaper for you to take the trip to like Shannon or Cork and get the flight from there. Obviously, you have to factor in things like the cost to get into the airport and parking at that airport, but you know, if it does work out cheaper, then you save yourself some money.
And do you need to go as far as London? Like, I mean, is it worth going up to Belfast rather than flying out of Dublin or Cork or Shannon?
It can be if you get the right deal. Obviously, it's easy to hop a train up to Belfast or drive up to Belfast, but there's a more limited flight route, I suppose. So it depends on where you're looking at going. You'd have to do quite a bit of research into it yourself or check with the travel agency. But yeah, I've personally always found the best ones from London. Myself.
I don't have any kids myself, but I know that family members would always be on the lookout for cheap or free child seats. Where's the best place to go find them, or when is the best place to go find them?
Yeah, I have no kids myself, but I did do a bit of research on this now. I know TUI, they do free child places, and usually they're available at the start, just before the summer holidays, like April, May is when they start to list them. So that's usually the best time to book those. Or if they don't do free child places, they'll do things like free room upgrades. If you're looking for family travel tips, like Sarah from The Travel Expert is great. She has a family herself and she does weekly travel deals on her website. So that's definitely a website worth checking out.
And what about, accommodation? Again, is that kind of something that you can get ahead of that by booking in January or trying to find deals at maybe off-peak times of the year?
Yeah, I mean, accommodation, always there are deals to be had, like if you know where to look. Off-peak is always going to be cheaper. There's a great website called secretflying.com, and they do error hotel and flight prices. So you can get some really cheap deals on there if you're willing to be flexible about where you want to go. You have to follow the deal. And then I know if you're not signed up to Rory's Travel Club newsletter, that's a great one to sign up to as well, because he often has like flash discounts and then he has year round discounts for a lot of hotels as well. So that's a great one to find a deal on. And the cheapest night usually to stay in a hotel is a Sunday, because most people will be leaving on a Sunday to go back to work on Monday. So if you can start your stay in a hotel on a Sunday, you'll usually get a cheaper price too.
And look, we can't ignore the heat wave in continental Europe. Do you think people will be maybe attempting to either not go to those destinations or will be maybe seeking to go off peak?
I mean, I think so. I personally wouldn't want to be in a 40 degree heat wave in France or Spain. I don't know whether that's going to have a knock-on effect on prices. Probably not until, you know, a couple of years' time. It might change that people want to go to somewhere a bit more temperate, then a bit more closer to our climate, maybe somewhere like the Scandinavian countries that are beautiful during the summer and a bit more of a acceptable temperature. But they are a bit more of an expensive destination as well.
Yeah, listen, but look, so much there. But thank you for all the tips and all the information, Tara Povey. And you can also, if you want to get more, go to Tara's travel blog at whereistara.com. We'll take a quick break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.